Welcome to Dark Paradise. I'm Karen G.
And I'm Kim K.
And I lost my microphone there. Sorry about that. Damn, we have not been on it.
No, bitch. You have not been on it.
You didn't even bother to call me or text me every time it was time. And then you'd be like, bitch, are we recording today? After we talked to each other like 5 days ago.
Well, you know what, bitch? I'm waiting on you because I'm waiting on you. And I was waiting for you and we were supposed to record. But you're too busy with your laundry room.
I know, I'm redoing my laundry room. It's going to look so good. And it's like, our laundry room is like, it's not tiny, but it's small. And so on one of the walls, it's not like all individual flat walls. I have a grand staircase. And so the laundry room sits right underneath the staircase and it has that like curve in the wall. So you can't really utilize the space up at the top, right? So
that's a really good story.
It is. So we're trying to work our magic, you know, all
you
that.
You mean Fred's doing all the work and you're painting?
Actually, no, but she's just doing the hard part. And I'm doing, like, the staining, the sanding, all that. Shut up, bitch. It's not like you don't do any of that shit.
No, because I live in a rental. I can't do anything here.
Hey-o.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah, I am ready, actually.
So this story... Now, I know we did a true crime last time, so this story is going to be more of like a supernatural scary, but I couldn't really find anything that I wanted to stick with. So this is kind of a true crime, and it's got some supernatural in it.
Hey-o.
And it's got something that I'm super intrigued with, and it's like, I guess like black voodoo.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's, I don't know, I had to like look it up, and it's... It's very interesting. So this story is about Adolfo de Jesus Constanzo.
Constanzo.
That's a mouthful. Most of my information I got from Criminal Minds fandom. And so we're going to go into it.
Is this what period of time?
Can you just listen to the story, bitch?
I'm just asking.
Okay, cool. Constanzo was known for being a horrible fucking person. Like, he was a horrible human being. He was a serial killer. He was a drug dealer. He was a mass murderer, a cult leader. Very big cult leader, by the way. And he was also called, like, a witch doctor, which you'll find out about later. I'll go into that.
For a cult, is it any big ones that we know?
No. I don't know. Why don't you listen to the story, bitch, and then figure it out?
Oh, interesting.
I hate you. Okay. So Constanzo, he would abduct people and then later kill them. But when he got big and bad, he would abduct people, torture them, and then kill them. So it was said that he would make their deaths as painful as possible. And he would mutilate people, like, past recognition. And then he would use their body parts in his rituals.
Oh.
Yeah. So, he was born on November 1st, 1962. I'm sorry if that's your birthday. He was born on November 1st, 1962, and his mom was only 15 years old in Miami, Florida.
Wow. So,
his mom would go, like, she would travel to Haiti, which is where he had learned to do, like, practice voodoo with his mother. He learned it in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
His biological father died when he was really young, but his mom had remarried, and so he had a stepfather, but he actually died by the time Constanzo was 11.
I wonder if Constanzo's real father was older, because you know how
it didn't have, like, there was like zero information I could find on his biological father.
Interesting.
Yeah. After his mom got remarried and stuff, his mom had children, obviously, by multiple fathers. So he had, like, half siblings. And I was like, hey, girl, you know what? Live your best motherfucking life, okay?
She's just probably trying to make it.
You know
what
I'm saying?
She was just probably trying to make it.
I'm saying. as he was growing up, he worked under a priest by the time he was 10. And I think his stepfather kind of had some influence on this. So he started working under a priest in Palo Mayombe. I'm so sorry if I said that wrong. But that's the religion, or I guess the belief system, that he had practiced some of this voodoo.
Okay. You know, side note, with religion, I think religion is so interesting. I mean, there's so many different types of religions out there. I think that's so interesting. But to actually be in the religion, you know, like priests and nuns and, you know, bishops and, you know, the ones that are actually in the religion, I feel like they're to be like possessed. because you know what I mean?
I don't know. I think, you know, especially, I guess, like in my belief system, I feel like even if you're weak in your faith or you're strong in your faith, if something like possession were to happen to you, it's not so much as, you know, yeah, you can invite it in or you can manifest it or something like that. But I feel like if that happens, I feel like for me, I feel like God chose for that to happen to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can see that. I just watched, have you seen on Netflix called The Seventh Day?
No.
It's a new movie that just came out, and it's about these priests, and they exorcise demons, and it goes into, like, a whole storyline, and I'm thinking in my head, like, yo, these people, that's their job, like, these priests, they look for exorcisms.
I feel like maybe people who have a stronger faith in whatever they believe in, I feel like maybe it doesn't scare them as much, and I think people who either don't believe or that don't understand. I mean, I don't know. I believe and I feel like that shit would scare the shit out of me. But, I mean, that's just me.
In the first scene, right? It's like the first scene and the child is possessed. And, like, the mother and the father are, like, ones on each side. And, you know, the kid, he's obviously possessed. And then he's, like, smiling at one of the priests. But he's, like, the demon's, like, breaking open the sides of his mouth to make his smile even bigger, kind of like the Joker, and like just and at the edge of the bed just smiling at the priest, and I'm like thinking to myself, and I'm like, yo bro, you on your own. You're on your own. I love you. You're on your own. I can't do this.
It's really scary, you know, especially if you can't see, but you know, you think you might know, and I don't know. I think it's super scary. I mean, and I don't know how to help anybody. I don't know. I will go live in a church, maybe. I don't know.
For real. I just, like, I think that it is so scary because it is real. That shit does happen. I just feel like just that religion, I mean, just religion itself is just so interesting. The details on how their story is, like, you know, whatever religion you are, I think it's, you know, to each in their own, and everybody has their own God, right? From Buddhism to Muslim to Christianity to Catholicism, like each and every one of those, Catholicism, I think it's just so interesting. But I mean, we grew up being religious, like we went to church and, you know, I don't know.
Palo Mayombe is a nature-based religion. It's a nature-based religious practice that derives from an African religion that came to Cuba. It was mixed, and so there are different types of religious beliefs that now include dark rituals involving human and animal remains. So I don't know if this is something that's still practiced. It didn't really say anything about it. I tried to look into it, and I think its biggest highlights were that it was basically dark rituals and everything included human or animal remains. So his mother, she actually believed that Constanza was clairvoyant and that he could speak to the dead. I don't know. I feel like if I knew my kids were clairvoyant and could speak to the dead, I don't know. I feel like that would scare the shit out of me. How do you know that, for one? And two, what are you supposed to do? Do you, I mean, it can't be good.
Well, I guess he would just reach back out to the church.
Like,
But
do
it's
when
all
you're,
evidence-based.
I mean, like, if your kid's laying next to you and says, Mom, do you see that dead person over there? Like, what the fuck do you do? You know what I'm saying?
I
Do
would
you
start
acknowledge
praying.
it?
No, I don't. I'm not gonna acknowledge it. I'd be like, okay, time to watch some cartoons. Time to watch,
Yeah.
like, I'd be
I
like,
don't
get the
know.
fuck out of my house. You are not welcomed here. Get
Who to
out.
your kid?
Nope. No, if there is a dead person, I'm like, the dead person that's sitting in the corner of the damn house. I'm done. This ain't cool. I got kids here. You're not welcomed.
I know, and I think it's super scary. I mean, it's super interesting, but it's super scary. So it was also around this time that his mother remarried to a man, another man that was heavily involved in the voodoo religion and the drug trade. So then drugs start getting mixed into this. He grew up doing like bad shit, like vandalizing and thieving. And he was also found to be in a lot of gay clubs in Miami. And it was believed that he was maybe not gay, but maybe bisexual. So he had relations with men and women. But he, at this whole time, he's still working under this priest for the pop. I want to say it's. Well, because is it L is pronounced Y in Spanish? Is or no?
If
Payo?
it's two L's.
Oh, it's two L's. Okay, so this is Paolo Mayombe. 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 I'm probably saying it wrong, but it is what it is. I apologize. So now that we know a little bit of his background, this opens the door into him growing in his faith, right? So he's working under this priest since he was 10. And he starts getting more heavily involved. Now his stepfather, or the man that his mom remarried, is very into this religion, as his mother is. He's clairvoyant. Well, they think he's clairvoyant. There was actually, and I didn't include it in my notes, but there was actually a note that I saw several places that he predicted. I want to say it was somebody like a president. Like a United States president, he predicted the president dying. And it actually ended up coming true later on. But
Back in the 70s?
yeah, like the 70s, 80s.
Who
I
was
want to
like
say,
assassinated?
I don't know, I'm gonna have to check. It said it, but then it changed who it was and other sources. So I think the root of it is that he predicted somebody like a famous president dying, pretty much. But anyways, he worked under this priest and he worked as an apprentice. This led into his days of prediction. So he could po supposedly make his predictions later come true, which he used to his advantage. In his early 20s, so 60, what did, when he was born in 62, that's like what mom and dad's age, right? 62.
It's
So
dad's
it,
age.
yeah. So in his early 20s, Constanzo pledged himself. Oh man, it's to a person, but it's pretty much to the devil in Paolo Mayombe. It's pronounced Kadim Pembe. That's probably not how you say it.
I would
But
not be
it's.
saying all these words, and then you are like conjuring some type
Oh my
of
God, bitch, shut up. That's
no.
not even fucking funny. Okay, so he pledged himself to the devil in Paolo Mayombe. He moved to Mexico City and he was working as a model.
Oh.
Apparently, he was very handsome.
You don't have a picture of him?
There was, I mean, I didn't think he was attractive, but maybe he was attractive for his
Age?
age, I don't know.
I don't
Apparently,
know.
he was attractive enough to work as a model, and he was pretty for a murderer. So this is also when he opened up a shop to practice his witch doctor abilities, and then he started a cult that had ties with the cartel with three of his like main cronies, right? So him and his
Damn.
cronies, what?
So the cartel has been around since like the 60s, 70s?
Yeah, bitch. What?
Oh. I
For
did not know
sure.
that.
They're like, the cartel is like the, I would say like the mafia. It's just, cartels probably centered more around drugs. And I mean, people have been taking drugs for centuries, but I think Yeah, definitely. The cartel's been definitely a thing for a very, very long time. Especially what now? So he was born in the 60s. So this is like early 80s. You know he's living his best life in Mexico
He's
City.
thriving.
Yeah,
What's
he's
up,
a
Pablo
model.
Escobar?
Yes,
Pablo
girl.
Escobar is in that
Oh,
time.
yeah, exactly. So he's in Mexico City. He opened up a shop, right? So he probably came into some money. He's working with the cartel and he's doing predictions. He's selling his witch doctor abilities, right? So his reputation, that's what I'm saying. He must have been very rooted in his religion and his abilities, because then he starts selling his services as a witch doctor. So him and his cronies, they started to sell Constanzo's services in fortune telling and like ritual cleansing. He would cast spells so the drug lords wouldn't be found by law enforcement, and then he would predict the best times for them to move their drugs for like the cartel.
What?
Yeah. So
Interesting.
they sold their services to drug lords, the community, the corrupt police force, pretty much anybody that wasn't like doing good shit. But later we find out he was ultimately playing both sides. He would collect the money from his clients for protection, predictions, spells, all that stuff. But then he was also working with dirty cops and finding like the best times to move the drugs. So he
So
was
he was full
definitely
of shit.
smart. Yeah, he was definitely smart. But he would use okay, so he would sacrifice animals and perform the rituals to ensure the drug cartel stayed in business and made money. I think he used his ability, and I think the more he did it, I would say he probably believed it a little bit more and then used his advantage where he could.
He must have been taking some drugs too, fucking
That's what I'm saying, because
wilding out.
if you're under some shit, you probably think you're like a Superman, right?
Actually, I was listening to this podcast called Astras or As Astray. Oh no, it's Astray, and they talk about like these. I wouldn't say, I don't know if they're called gurus. It's like in India. Are they called gurus? Where you go there
Yeah.
and it's like a spiritual, you're supposed to go for like spiritual cleansing, and they end up
Oh, like
taking
an
these like,
ashram and stuff.
yeah, and like, and it was like a podcast where American foreigners, Australian, European would go missing because they would take these like, it would be like some sort of plant, and I forget the plant's name, but, and they would hallucinate for months, like
Oh, shit.
another being to a higher god type thing. And it was really interesting. But that's what I think that, like, I mean, if he's taken his that kind of crazy ass, like, and it's probably, it's not crazy ass, but like it's all organic and it's just natural hallucinogenics. And that way he's like opening himself to like, with the voodooism
Oh
and
yeah,
like, you know what I
I didn't even
mean?
think that. Yeah, you're right. Because I
Yeah.
mean that I isn't that what they do? Like some cultures, like they take hallucinogenics, like in like plants and stuff,
Isn't
and then it
opium?
opens.
Isn't opium from a? You smoke
I don't
opium.
know.
I think opium is from a plant, and that makes
Well,
you.
like Rastafaris, right? Like I don't they smoke whatever it is, and it makes them like open up so that they can,
Like,
I don't know. I don't know.
bring
I
in
don't know
another.
about this.
Yeah, I know. I don't know. I don't do drugs,
I
but
don't know
yeah,
enough
I
about this.
mean.
I watched a documentary one time, and that was part of their religion, right? So that's to be Rastafarian, to part of their religion is, they smoke it so that they can open themselves up and communicate or have not a conversation, but
But what, I mean, what are you going to open yourself up to? I don't
Well, because that's
understand.
what a lot of, and there's actually, I actually watched this. I in a documentary, there's a tribe in like somewhere in the jungle, I forget where it was at, and they take this plant and it makes them hallucinate, but that's how
Oh.
that they, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they have it in the United States. Like they have like different like not I don't know what to call it. Like, not groupies, but they actually, yeah, and it's like
Followers?
salvia, or something, and then they like,
Something like that.
and they
And it
bomb
makes them
it.
Yeah, and it but it makes
Yeah.
them closer to their being
To their
or whatever
inner
it is.
self. I'm like, excuse me. I'm not quite understanding. So what am that'd be me. Who do I get to, will I get to communicate with somebody? I'm not quite sure.
I think that's what it is. I think that they have to be like on a specific plane or something like that. They have to be in this set, like this mindset to be able to be closer to their higher belief. I don't know.
Interesting. He could be smoking his own shit, fucking hallucinating.
Maybe. I mean, but he's not dumb enough where he's not like, he's working with the cops, like the dirty cops, and then he's working with his clientele to move drugs and all that stuff. But I do think maybe he was definitely taking his own shit and using it to his advantage. So a couple years go by and he has like a steady clientele, right? He was making some serious money, but like he bought this huge mansion and he's like rolling in like all these nice cars. But this is also the time that they stepped up with the rituals, and then they would use human remains instead of animal remains during the ceremonies. When they first started out, right, to get these human remains, they would pretty much raid the graveyards of people that had recently passed, or they would get bones from like other people that have been obviously dead for a while, and they would use the bones.
So like kind of like grave robbing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. They're not, I mean, I don't know, maybe they were stealing, you know, because some people are buried with their possessions, you know, like rings or whatever. Maybe they were stealing that, but they were definitely stealing organs and stuff.
It is so loud.
But you just scared the shit out of me. God damn it.
It's so loud. I'm so sorry.
So this is when Constanza started to get a little too big for his britches and was diving deep with the cartel. In 1986, he was a fortune teller for a large crime family. It didn't say who it was, but apparently it was a very established, very well-known large crime family. So he wanted to officially become a part of the family and embed himself to gain profit, right? Because he was doing all this fortune telling for them and doing these predictions. And so he was like, you know, we work so much. How about you let me become a part of the family? And, you know, I can gain more money. They're like, nah, fool, you're not family. That's not happening. So he got his cult, right? Because he has a cult, so, right? He started his cult when he opened up his store and when he first moved there, and he got like a following. So these people that were following him were like, okay, boss, what you want us to do? So he's like, I want you to kidnap some of the family members of this family that just turned me down.
No.
This large crime family, which is fucking stupid, but whatever. Later, when they found the bodies, they had been tortured and ultimately killed. The bodies were missing their digits, their fingers, and their brains and their spines.
You know, it just comes in my head with like the brain is it in Hannibal or Hannibal Lecter where he's like the guy is still alive and he takes a piece of his brain and then like he's slightly cooking it. Oh man, that's gnarly.
Yeah. So some of these family members pretty much got mutilated and were murdered because he was denied access into their family. And then in 1988, it's a good year, Constanzo's cult grew and they even had a high priestess. Her name was Sarah Alderete.
Sounds Italian.
He moved to a more isolated compound in the Mexico desert, which was called Rancho Santa Elena, which is where he was holding a lot of the drugs, right? Because he's still real heavy into the drug game. But this is also where the rituals took like a monstrous turn. Constanzo would use live people for his rituals, like living people. And then he started killing people that no one would apparently miss, right? So other drug dealers, prostitutes, homeless people, people that were just wandering, he would start taking them. And then he used these living people in his rituals.
Hell no. I'd be like, I'm getting the fuck out of this cult.
But I mean, like, if you're wandering, the streets of Mexico City, right? Or Mexico, and someone takes you like a cult. How the fuck is anybody supposed to know that?
Yeah, you're right.
That's it. You're done for.
That's it.
Especially in 1988. They ain't got shit.
That's fucking scary.
That's scary.
That's like in two, and it's like in early 2000s. Remember, we weren't military members were not allowed to go to
Oh, yeah.
Tijuana. Remember that?
Yep.
Because the
I
cartel
remember.
was, I know the trigger warning, they were taking people and cutting their heads off and
Yeah.
presenting them like, what the fuck?
Yeah, definitely. So March 14th of 1989 was a day of reckoning for Constanzo and his cult. At this point, there have been multiple murders in connection to the cartel, drug deals, and the sacrifices with the cult. So Constanzo was moving a shipment of drugs and thought to do a ritual with a human sacrifice for luck, right? So that this shipment would get where it needs to be. So him and a few of his cult members selected a victim. After killing the victim, Constanzo wanted to make another sacrifice for good measure. So it was probably like a really important shipment of drugs, or maybe it was a very large shipment of drugs. So he did his initial sacrifice and was like, you know what? Let's do another one for good measure. So then they selected another victim. All the victims prior to this killing were unknown and did not have connections that could be traced back to them. But these two victims that they selected to do the rituals on for it to move this big shipment, it was a bad pick on their part. Fortunately, when they selected Mark J. Kilroy as the second sacrifice to the shipment, they did not know it would eventually lead to their capture. The cult members and Constanzo took a machete to his head. Authorities later determined that the machete to the head killed him, but they took out his brain and boiled it. Ooh.
Oh, was he an American?
Yeah.
Oh, this sounds familiar.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really big news story. I later found out. So what they didn't know was that Kilroy was definitely someone that would be missed. He was in Mexico on spring break and was a pre-med student originally from Texas.
Oh, shit.
Their last victim was Gilberto Sosa. Sosa was also connected to like a really well-to-do like family with money. And so they offered a big reward for information and anything, you know, that would lead to the exposure of his disappearance. Now the Mexican officials were now being looked at by Texas politicians, right? Because first Kilroy and then now Gilberto Sosa. Now the Texas politicians are like putting, you know, putting pressure on the Mexican officials and being like, hey, what the hell is going on? We got two Americans. You know, and I want to say I want to say they were both from Texas, and they were like, we need answers. We got two Americans. One was a pre-med student. He was on spring break. Where the hell did he go? And where's this other guy? You guys need to deliver information. We need answers. So in response to this, the police force, they did arrest four members of the cult, in connection to the disappearance and murder of Sosa. Then the last shoe dropped in April, so the very next month, right? Because I said March 14th. So in April is when Serafin Hernandez Garcia went to Costanzo for an invisibility charm. Bitch, this dude thought he was like some Harry Potter invisibility cloak shit and was like legit invisible. Like, give me this charm, nobody will see me.
Yo, she was smoking something, okay? Let me just say, she was smoking something.
No, it's a guy.
Oh, it's a guy.
Serafin.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry. My
Bitch,
apologies.
don't be sorry. He thought he was gonna get an invisibility charm like Harry Potter and was gonna move some
Fucking,
drugs.
he's
Don't be
taking too
sorry.
much of those damn drugs, yo. What that shit does to your brains. Have you ever seen those Dare commercials? Remember those Dare commercials? This is what your
Stupid.
brain looks like on drugs, and it showed scrambled eggs.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
How do you remember that?
Don't remember that?
Yes, I do. Like
Yeah.
vaguely.
Or is it Dare? Yeah, it had to be Dare with a dog, right? In the jacket and then the
The
hat.
detective suit
Yeah, remember
with his
that
trench coat, yeah.
shit? Yeah, it's trench coat.
So Serafin Hernandez Garcia, so he's referred to as Hernandez. He was also a drug dealer and wanted to get past some checkpoints to move some drugs, which is why he went to Costanzo for his invisibility charm. He went on his drug run and ran through some checkpoints thinking that nobody would see him. He was like, I'm just going to drive through this bitch and nobody's going to see me. Nah, bitch, that shit ended up in a car chase by the police. This dumbass drove straight to that compound where Constanzo, his high priestess, his cult members, that, what was it called? It was called the Rancho Santa Elena. That's what the compound was called. So he drove there and was like, even though he was like, nobody is going to see me, like, don't be suspicious, don't be suspicious, don't be suspicious. You know what I mean? So he was driving, ran through some checkpoints, and then the cops were following him. Like, it was a legit police chase, and he drove straight to the compound.
I'm like, yo, Costanza, can I get my money back? This shit don't work. My ass got caught.
Oh, my God. So the police ended up arresting him, along with, like, another drug dealer, and they searched the property. They hit the jackpot. They found all the drugs and, like, a bunch of firearms and stuff, right, in this compound. So once Hernandez was in custody and being questioned, this dude sang like a bird, girl. He gave up all the secrets. Was like, this dude gave me invisibility charm. This dude be doing this shit. This is his cult, blah, 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 right? He admitted to being the person who abducted and killed at least 15 people.
Damn.
In like connection to the cult and the rituals and ceremonies and all that good stuff. One of them being Mark J. Kilroy. When they found Kilroy's body, this was really interesting. They said they saw a wire going through the spine. And so the cops are questioning. They're like, why the fuck is there this wire going through the spine? And he said they were going to make a necklace out of the spine, and they were waiting for the body to completely decompose so they could just pull the wire out and take his spine.
What the fuck?
Yes, bitch. That's so they could wear it as a necklace.
Crazy ass shit.
It like gives me, anything with the spine just freaks me out anyway. And I'm hoping to God that this guy was dead when they did that.
If his brain was boiled, then probably.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. Nobody really knows, like, at what point, you know, at what point did they cut off his fingers? At what point did they boil his brain? At what point did they insert that wire through his spine? Like, nobody really knows. It's really, really sad. So they took Hernandez back to the compound, and they were like, you're showing us all the bodies. The police found all those 15 bodies. They found all the bodies and other items used in the rituals. They later burned that shit down, that whole compound, to the ground. And apparently there was an exorcism done on, like, the burnt ashes of the compound. Because it was a lot of bad juju.
Oh, they performed an exorcism?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what happened?
The police put all the information together, and they knew Constanzo was the leader of the cult. So they searched his home off the compound, right? Because he had a home. Remember I told you he bought, like, mansions and all that other shit? So they searched his home in Mexico City. Girl, they found a torture chamber in his home.
Jesus.
Yeah. Like a legit torture chamber. So Constanzo was MIA. And he went into hiding with, like, the top members of his cult and, like, his little cronies, like, his three cronies that he originally started his shit with. The next month, police were dealing with a different case, right? So they were actually going door to door in, like, the streets, and they were looking for a missing child. They were going to a door, and they didn't know Constanzo and a couple of his cronies were in this house. But it just happened to be, like, a house that they approached. As they walked up, Constanzo just starts shooting at the cops. It turned into a 45-minute standoff between him like his cronies and his cult member followers, and then the cops, right? He had one of his followers shoot him and the dude that he was supposedly in a sexual relationship with instead of going to jail.
What a fucking coward. Crazy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So he did die. He did die, right? He had one of his cult members shoot him and his lover. The cops finally came through. They arrested who was left, and everybody went to jail. Overall, they got 12 cult members and charged them with, like, a bunch of shit, like drug trafficking, firearm charges, and murder. They got the high priestess.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask about Sarah. That shit's wild.
They got the high priestess, Hernandez, and the dude's brother, and they got 60 years in prison.
Shut up. I'm sorry, but that's not a lot. Yeah. That's not a lot. You should fucking...
It's not enough. Yeah. It's not enough. The guy that shot Constanzo, that cult follower, he got a 30-year sentence.
What? Half the life? Wow.
Yeah.
He's just about to get out of prison. If that happened in the late 80s?
Who?
The guy...
Oh, yeah. The guy that shot him?
Yeah.
Yeah. If he's still alive, I mean, unless he didn't die in prison.
What?
I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to go to a Mexican prison. I'm telling you that.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
I saw a documentary on that shit,
yes,
too.
Yes, I did. Yes, and... I did. Have we seen Locked Up Abroad? I sure did. I've seen Locked Up Abroad.
Yeah. Dude, they had the one in Mexico. There's so much overcrowding. Some people don't even get to eat. And, like, if you're out of, like, the in-group, like, they had this guy by, like, the fence. He got no food, and he had, like, no shoes. They were getting, like, tires and trying to tie them to their feet because they had, like, no shoes. And this guy was not part of the
in-crowd. Isn't it depending on your family, mm-hmm. right? Your family has to give you, like, money, food,
and I think clothing. It's more for, like, protection.
They don't provide any of that.
Yeah. It's, like, straight over. Like, these guys are in there in, like, collared shirts and, like, ripped up cargo pants and shit. Like, they don't give them a uniform. They don't give them. Everybody doesn't get food. They put food out. If you get it, you get it. If you don't, you don't.
That's fucking crazy. Yeah. That's so wild.
And then the people that needed medical attention, so the guys that were sick, so what, the one guy had, like, AIDS or herpes or something like that, nobody wanted him, like, around because he was considered dirty, and he was one of the guys that were sitting by the fence. And he got no food.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, no medical attention, nothing.
Yikes.
So that is the story of Adolfo de Jesus Constanzo. Real heavy into the...
I feel like I've heard this.
I feel like I have heard this
on another podcast.
Oh, I don't know. I you know what? To be honest, I think I might have seen, like, something on a doc... I watch a lot of documentaries. I think this was either mentioned or... Like, the whole voodoo, Paolo Mayombe thing, it kind of rings a bell, and maybe that's why I was kind of drawn to it, because I think I had heard this somewhere, but this dude was pretty fucking horrible.
Damn, and he couldn't even face what he had done.
Yeah.
By killing all those people. That's,
I mean, if you're that strong in your faith, you shouldn't think you did what you did was wrong.
Yeah, you know? You're right. Yep.
And I mean, he probably knew about, right. Like, he was probably in some serious shit with the cartel and with the drugs and everything. But I mean, if you're that strong in your faith, wouldn't you believe, like, you could protect yourself somehow?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I don't know.
But I think either way it was going to catch up to him, whether it's from the cartel or another big, you know, drug family. Like, it's going to catch up to you.
And I mean, I...
Because it's always about wanting more and more and more.
Yeah, people are greedy. You're greedy. Like, he killed a couple family members because this crime family was like, no. But, like, if you're that crime family, what do you do? Because, you know, they obviously pay you for your predictions. They pay you for your protection and all this stuff. Do you go after it and risk the wrath of maybe a witch doctor? I wouldn't.
I don't know. I was thinking, like, why didn't this, like, crime family end up trying to get his ass anyways? Or, you know, cutting off a few digits. He still can live with a few digits. Be like, don't mess with my family. Or you're banned from the drug life. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that, you know, I don't know.
But, I mean, I guess he had, like, some serious clientele. People used to pay him a lot of money. If he has enough money to go buy, like, a mansion and some nice-ass cars and living your best life, I mean... I don't know. Maybe your clientele can protect you? I don't know.
I don't know.
But that was...
That was a crazy story.
Yeah. So this was our outside of normal realm true crime story, I guess. Next one will actually be a true crime story.
It is a true crime story. I have it. I'm in the process of writing it down, and I've been on this kick about the Sons of Sam's, like this cult and the things that they did in it. And I just, to me, cults are so interesting. Would I ever join a cult? No, I'm not that very heavily influenced. I believe in God. No.
You don't buy shit off of TikTok?
Mm-mm. No, I'm scared to do that.
Oh, no, I mean, like, do you buy stuff off of Amazon because you've seen it on TikTok?
I've probably done it once.
Oh, I do it all the time.
Yeah, I probably, oh, then you could be in a cult.
No, I don't want to be in a cult. Plus,
I don't want someone telling me what to do. I already did that. I joined the military.
Yeah,
like,
no.
That's as good as it gets.
I have like, my kids telling me what to do. Mom, I'm hungry. Yeah, and I'm like, God damn, man. Again?
But there's actually a few different famous celebrities that grew up in cults.
Yeah.
Like the Phoenix family.
Like Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah, Joaquin Phoenix, River Phoenix. They grew up in a cult. That girl from Charmed, what's her name?
Shannon Doherty?
No. The other one. She was married to Marilyn Manson.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about. The girl with the big eyes.
Yeah, she was in a cult. She grew up in a cult.
Well, she's crazy, though.
Yeah, there's a couple people that grew up in cults. Like, oh, and did you hear about that girl from Nexium? That cult Nexium?
Yes, yes.
Allison something?
You know, it's on Netflix. They did a thing on it on Netflix.
A documentary?
Yeah.
Well, she just pled guilty. Allison had pled guilty for... something
yeah for with. Like pretty much it not like prostitution but like bringing in girls to the cult and
not human trafficking.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That wouldn't be.
Yeah,
or is it human trafficking?
Yeah,
yeah, or something like that. I was like, what, bitch? That's you had crazy. A good job, you had a good life, and but then if you look at it, like, you're paying, like, what was it, Nexium? You had to pay like thousands of dollars to get to, like, you know, and you know what I think of too is Scientology.
Yeah.
Like, you pay thousands of dollars to get to the next level.
Yeah, that's fucking.
And I'm like,
who was that chick that was a part of Leah Remini?
Oh, Remy. Yeah.
Yeah, I watched all like that whole thing that she did. She did like a whole show on it. Girl, I watched that shit religiously. That shit is crazy.
Crazy.
And that's, she's like, crazy. You just give more money and you pay for these levels, and she's like, and it's crazy the extent of, because I mean, I've seen the building in LA, like, that shit is humongous.
Gaudy.
Oh yeah, super. It's super ostentatious, super like eye-catching, but that's how much money it has, and it has all these followers. People are following her and her camera crew. They set up signs, they put all this stuff out, and that's what it is. Social media can kill everything. Like, they had people just blogging about her, all this shit, all the time, 24/7.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
that's so interesting. Like, that whole, like, hey, more power to you. If you're a Scientologist, more power to you. That's your whole believing, but don't preach your beliefs on me. Mm-hmm. Like, that is one of my biggest pet peeves. Like, don't preach to me about your religion and your God.
Yeah.
Like, I have my own. And don't, like, you know what I mean? And you can tell, like, what's a big thing, Jehovah Witness that come to your home.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I, like, have you heard of the Word of God? I'm like, yes, I have. Like, but I'm not a Jehovah Witness, and no, thank you. And I know they're very courteous. No.
Like the door knockers?
No door knockers. Is it Jehovah Witness mm-hmm. that's really big out here? It is Jehovah Witness.
Oh, out there in Hawaii?
No, it's Mormonism. Mormonism's huge out here.
Oh, really?
It is huge out here, Mormonism. They have BYU, Brigham University.
Oh.
Up in the North Shore. Yeah, they have, like, up in the North Shore, like, on the west side of the island, there's a big, huge community of Mormonism. And I had no clue. I guess Mormonism came out here in the, like, super early, I want to say 50s, mm-hmm. maybe 40s or 50s. And yeah, they're like,
I watch all that stuff, girl. Here. Like, have you ever seen like the girls on TikTok that they're like, oh, I was part of a cult? And you're like, what? And then they're like, I was a Mormon and this is what we believed and we weren't allowed to. And then they kind of go in there and they talk about all the things, and they get a lot of hate, you know, from other people.
Yeah, but that's crazy. It's like, who are you to judge? Like, that's your belief.
I don't know. It's super interesting. You know what I mean? Because especially Hasidic Jews. So I actually, when I lived in New Jersey, there was a big community of Hasidic Jews there. And, you know, I would hear things like left and right about them. And there's actually a couple on TikTok, and they're Hasidic Jews, and they kind of talk about like the things that are in their religion, and I guess like the way they live their lives. Like, she can't show her hair, so she wears a wig all the time. And then, you know, they ask like questions like, oh, can my husband see my hair? And then she'll go into this whole thing, and you know, she can't, if she's on her period or something like that, they're not allowed to lay in the bed together. Like, crazy things like that. Well, not, I mean, it's not
interesting.
It's crazy to us because it's not our social norm, but it's the way they live their lives. But I sat on that TikTok for like a good like 2 hours just because I was watching all their videos, and I was super intrigued by it because I had never known. I mean, I knew Hasidic Jews existed, and I knew that it was a religion, and you know, it was definitely something. There was a big community of it in New Jersey when I had lived there. But yeah, it was crazy to hear all the rules of their own lives and stuff.
Yeah. No, it's like my husband's family. My husband isn't practicing, nor he doesn't believe it. But my husband's family is Christian Science. At first, I was like, you guys are Scientologists? And he's like, no, bitch, we're not Christian. We're not.
That's what I was like. I was like, girl, he a Scientologist?
I was like, so has your family met, what's his name, Ron Hubbard? And they're like, what? No, that's Scientology. But, and don't ever, like, if you ever bring that up, like, oh, is this Scientology? They get so offended. Like, the hardcore, you know, like, real, like, they are, follow it by the book. So with Christian Science, believers that are following by the book, like, you cannot associate with anybody outside your religion.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. Like, you cannot marry outside the religion, you know,
okay.
things like that. You cannot associate, be friends with, like, that type of religion. And it was based on, and I'm probably doing this wrong because I haven't really read up into it. I mean, it's a Christian base, like, they believe in God and all that good stuff. But it's more geared towards, like, kind of like a natural, like, they don't take Tylenol, they don't drink caffeine, they don't take any type of medicine. They pray that they would get better.
Oh, okay.
That type of, like, very holistic.
Yes. Yeah, I guess that's the word, holistic.
I guess you can say. Yeah. Holistic. And it's very interesting to me. But yeah, that's more of like, that's interesting, because then I'm like, wow, then I would have never met my husband because he wouldn't have been able to associate with me type thing, you know. But to each and their own, every religion's interesting, you know. But I didn't even know that Christian Science existed until I met my husband. I was like, what's Scientology? And he's like, no.
I remember when you first told me, I thought it was Scientology.
I did too. I mean, because I'm ignorant. I don't know. I have no idea. And there's even a Christian Science following out here. I had no clue. Like, they have a church out here and everything. I was like, oh. Oh, man. I would sweat like a whore with sin.
Oh, that's, my God.
Woo.
I'm pretty sure the saying is you would sweat like a whore in church.
There you go. What is that? Oh, I totally said that wrong. But, yeah. It's interesting. Like, whoa. And even my husband went to a Christian Science university, graduated from there.
Oh, shit.
Everything.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Freddie was, they were really heavily into Christian Science, and he went to a Christian Science school, got a scholarship, did soccer, lived in Boston, because that's where he went to school at. Yeah, oh, it's crazy. Huh. Yeah. But he's not practicing and he doesn't believe anymore. My husband has seen a lot of war and lost a lot of friends, and so he has a hard time with God. And that's his choice. That's his, you know, I'm not going to be here. I mean, pass judgment. That's not my place. And, you know, he's seen things that we will never see. Yeah. And I pray to God and I thank him for everything that he's done, because I don't think as a person myself could ever see things like that. So
yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Right. And, you know, seeing the next guy to you, you know, good friend, good buddy, and, you know, they don't get to go home. Like, you know, so you that and talk about testing your faith, right? That test your faith. So, but man, voodooism, you know what? I thought this was going to take place and this is so ignorant of me to say, Louisiana.
Well, yeah, because that's what you associate.
Voodooism.
Yeah. But I think that's more of like the Princess and the Frog when they lived in Louisiana and they had the voodoo man.
Oh, no. Have you ever been to Louisiana?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I get those vibes. I mean, because they have the French Quarter down there, and I kind of get, like, that whole vibe. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty neat.
Yeah, but, this was all stemmed from Cuba and Mexico and Miami, and so this was definitely...
Talk about you want to go get stuck in time? Cuba. Cuba, no. It's like it's stuck in time.
I would not want to go. Mainly because
I would love to go.
Super humid and I have big hair and I would hate my life.
I would love to go. I would love to go to Cuba. That'd be amazing. But I don't think Americans are allowed to go there, right?
I don't think so.
We don't know. So don't try to get some air flying tickets. We don't know.
If the FBI is listening, we don't know.
I know. We don't know where. I mean, I know that Beyonce and Jay-Z went, but they have a lot of money, so I don't know. I don't know. But thank you so much for listening. We will pick up next week. It's been almost an hour since we've done this. But we're trying to get a little better. It's just so much going on, and we always say that every week.
We will do one next week.
Yes, we will do one next week. I'm working on it. Maybe even Wednesday. Should we just do it Wednesday?
Yeah,
we can do it Wednesday. Knock out another one.
Like,
huh?
Oh, like record or put an episode out?
No. Record maybe Wednesday or Thursday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good with me.
Yeah. We got to get ready because my kids got to go back to school. I got to get all that shit ready.
Oh, my God.
I have some stuff going on. That's why I've been in and out. I have some medical stuff going on, so that's why. But.
So send your good vibes.
Send your good vibes. And we love you. And we hope our whole two listeners are still with us. AKA
no, they're exactly 17.
Hey-o! 17 listeners. We lost 10 people. We lost 10 people. Well, we're post.
We lost a lot of people.
We lost a lot of people, but. We all love you still. Hey-o. Woo-woo.
Come back.
Happy 4th of July, everybody. Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th.
Okay. Peace out, Girl Scout.
Okay. Bye.